B-Pod Studios.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show. Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who is having commitment issues trying to decide which next-gen console should be in his sights. Me, James Campbell.
Why?
Yeah, PS5.
You guys keep telling me PS5, but all these things I'm hearing about with like the Game Pass and all this stuff for Xbox.
You have a good PC,
I'm an Xbox,
right?
Boy.
You have a good PC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
PS5, because everything you can do on the Xbox,
mm-hmm. You can do on your PC.
That's it.
I know.
That's the argument.
It's so hard to
PS5.
Turn my back to the Xbox.
You're not turning your back. You can't tempt an Xbox man.
He has morals.
I was once an Xbox boy, and now an Xbox man. You know, he's there with me through my whole gaming pubescent times.
And now you're moving on to something better, PC gaming.
I feel like I'm breaking up with an old girlfriend. We asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, if 2020 was a video game, what game would it be? We're going to talk about your answers in just a bit, because first, we're going to discuss what us here on Checkpoint XP feel the game of 2020 would be.
What do you think, Weird Beard? I want to hear your answer first.
I have no idea.
What?
It's got to be something that's... was it Alien Isolation, where everything was just broken and nothing worked?
Nope, you were thinking Alien Colonial Marines.
Yeah, Alien Colonial Marines. That's what I would say.
I didn't realize there was more than one Alien
people
game.
People were so hyped for this game, because I think it started on Kickstarter.
Yes, and the thing is I remember last year being like, oh, 2020 is going to be amazing. Like, it's going to be so good, and everything's
going to
be
that.
Like... The Tesla rockets are going to... We're all going to be flying around the planet and, like, jetpacks for everybody.
Nope.
And then the year happened, and it's like...
Colonial Marines is, like, the poster child for why you shouldn't get excited about games on, like Kickstarter-type
Don't ever get things. Excited for games for the next year. It's always going to be trash.
Yeah, it's terrible. For me, that's actually a good one. That's one that I probably would have went with. You know, I'm actually going to go with an answer that that Norris gave, and he said Death Stranding, because it was so accurate to what actually ended up happening. Everyone's quarantined now in their houses, like, you know, in the game, everyone's in their bunkers. The world has been devastated, and we rely on people who are just going around delivering packages, whether it's the DoorDashes or the Amazons. And honestly, Hideo Kojima got it right. He knew this was coming.
It's all about making P-bombs.
Yep. Okay. What about you, James?
Huh? Well, you guys are going with games that actually exist. I'm going to make up a game that doesn't exist, and I would call it Dumpster Fire Simulator, where you have to keep putting out dumpster fires, but all these other dumpsters keep catching on fire as you're dealing with one fire. The next one keeps popping up, and then another one pops up before you have time to put out all the dumpster fires, and I think that is the perfect way to sum up what 2020 has been in terms of a video game.
It's like Overcooked 2, but with dumpster fires.
Exactly, yes. Yes. Overcooked 2, but instead of cooking up those eggs, you're putting out dumpster fires.
James, there's actually a game called Dumpster Fire Simulator.
Is there really? Well, there you go.
That game.
I didn't even have to make it up.
It is a anime game.
Oh, I'm in now.
All right. You guys are all playing my game. We've been living it, and now we can play it for fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. So taking a look at what some of our social media over on Facebook and Twitter had to say, Johnny said Anthem. You know what? I would actually give my right arm for this year to be Anthem, because Anthem's problem was that it had no content. Nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Just nothing happened.
There's a lot of hype at the beginning, and then it all just fizzled up.
Yeah, there was nothing there. I'd give anything to have nothing right now. Sun Varys says Dark Souls. You guys think this is the Dark Souls of years?
If I was able to, like, sit at a bonfire for a little bit and then be totally rested afterwards, I would be accepting of this one, but I just... since I don't have that superpower,
yeah,
I say
see,
no.
Dark Souls makes me think, like, it's a hard year, but by the time you get through it, you'll feel like it was worth it, like you accomplished something.
Barrel rolling everywhere we gotta go, like just rolling on the ground over and over.
Yeah.
All right, Chile says Duke Nukem Forever.
Ooh.
That was another dumpster fire of a game, wasn't
yes.
it? Oh, see, another one that was... Was that also kickstarted?
Yes.
Or crowdfunded?
It started off as a crowdfunding thing, and it took like 20 million years to be able to get out the door.
Yeah, see, I think that's the type of thing. 2020 definitely feels like the year that we didn't pay for, right? Like, you definitely gave someone your money, but this was not the year that we thought we were getting.
You got ripped off,
man.
Yeah.
Ben says GoldenEye with slappers only.
But see, the thing is, I was good at that. I'm not good at 2020.
You were good at slappers only?
Yes, because I was bad at aiming.
He was always
things.
Odd job. Yes. Nobody could ever hit him.
I was the
he
only
He was always
one.
Odd job. He was odd a job little forever. Asian assassin, and he would hit you with the slappers.
Okay, all right. Carl here, this is a little on the nose. Plague Inc.
Nah.
It's a little too accurate.
Yep. Who's that guy following him? Say, sadly, I felt like the perfect answer. I have to go with Pandemic, but that might be a little too on the nose. Yes.
Yeah. You guys are taking it a little too literally.
A little on there. Frank the Tank says E.T. from the 1982 Atari.
Ha.
The classic.
Do you know anything about this
game? Yeah, people are like digging those up out of a landfill, aren't they?
Yes,
yeah.
And that's where 2020 is going next. Yep.
It's the landfill.
The landfill. Throw it all in.
Okay.
Put us right next to E.T.
So Chris here, he just shared a very specific GIF, a very specific little video of Portal, where you put the portal on the ground and then jump through it, and so it just creates an endless falling loop. Mm-hmm. So you know, in order to get off this train, you're going to die and shatter your legs.
It's the only way to do it.
I feel like that's accurate in its own way. Broly says 2020 is the Duck Hunt dog. The dog, specifically, just laughing at you.
Oh, just trolling us the entire time.
Yep. that was
a pretty good impression there, James.
Thanks.
Steve says Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
This is a game?
Apparently. I bet it was very, very old.
It's probably terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, probably was very
Sarah
old.
Sarah also saying Last of Us or Fallout 4. Apparently a lot of people think that we're on the edge of the apocalypse here. Jeremy says a pirated version of Daikatana, which sounds like a weeaboo anime game. He says it sucks just as much as you expect it to, but since you pirated it, it also has a bunch of extra viruses.
Oh, yeah, this looks absolutely horrible.
Even like, as an anime guy?
It's not anime.
Oh, it's like a first-person sword fighting game.
Oh, yeah, oh. And it looks real, real bad.
Perpetual Player says day one release for No Man's Sky.
Oh, wasn't the perfect. Game broken on the day one release?
It was. Okay. None of what they promised was there. But what gives me hope about this is why I like Perpetual Player's answer here, is that now, apparently, I haven't gone back to see it for myself, but apparently now, No Man's Sky is a really good, really fun game. They delivered on everything that they said that they would and more.
Oh.
So I feel like this answer is like, yeah, you know what? It sucks right now, but there's hope for the future.
So then maybe in 2021, we'll actually get to play No Man's Sky.
One day.
Maybe. And then what are the other questions that we asked? We're going to go through here real quick because we asked people, you know, in honor of October and Halloween coming up, what is the scariest game or moment from a game that you've ever played?
Amnesia The Dark Descent is definitely my vote if I have to throw one in of just like, it's scary. It's just flat out scary.
I forget the name of the one that I played, but it's when we were in an insane asylum and all you have is a flashlight and your batteries can run out, so you have to constantly like find new batteries.
You guys are scaring me
it.
Just talking about these games. You're in an insane asylum with a flashlight and that's it.
Yeah.
And you got to find batteries.
And you
otherwise
can't, like,
you can't see.
You can't fight anybody. Like you can only run. And yeah, your flashlight can run out of batteries. You have to find more to turn the lights back on.
My anxiety is already through the roof just thinking about playing those two. That game right there for sure.
Donald says, I've been jump scared one too many times by a very specific video game. Some games have done that a lot to people, but none more than the much beloved Dead Space.
Dead Space was spooky. I
didn't like the body horror of it. I'd never play it.
Yeah, like it's just kind of, it's like fear, but more gross.
Yeah. Stella says, Alien vs. Predator, the very first game. Playing as a Marine, nothing has ever topped that fear about when the scanner beeps at a turning point on a dark corridor and you realize it's just the door that you've opened.
You know, it's funny, James is going to have no input on any of these because he doesn't play any scary games.
I don't play scary games. Alien vs. Predator, I thought that was a fighting game.
No.
No. Oh, I thought that was like you either fought as the alien or you fought as a predator.
Nope.
And you fought like Street Fighter style.
What?
Wow. Perfect, James.
Yeah. All right, our last one here comes from Duck X. Says, for me, it was taking a break from cartoony Nintendo when I borrowed my brother's PS1 way back in the day, and I rented Resident Evil 2. And the liquor that drops off the ceiling forever changed my perception of gaming.
If you enjoyed those responses, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook. However, we do want to talk to you on the phone. So if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. You can chime in on whatever social media question we have posed for you, or you can even call in and ask any question you feel like the experts here at Checkpoint XP should be able to answer. And that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening to us on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. I'm going to give a big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.